A University of Alaska instructor is in serious condition after being attacked by a bear near Haines. And an audit says Skagway misspent CVP funds on playground equipment. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. An outdoor education instructor who was injured in a bear mauling near Haines on Monday was said to be in serious condition at Providence Hospital in Anchorage on Tuesday afternoon. That is an improvement from the morning when he was in critical condition. 35-year-old University of Alaska Assistant Professor Forrest Wagner was with a group of about 11 students and two teaching assistants on Mount Emmerich on Monday when Wagner was attacked by what state troopers say was a sow with cubs. Wagner is an experienced outdoors instructor and guide who has taught at UAS since 2006. University spokeswoman Katie Bosler says outdoor studies professor Kevin Krine flew to Haines from Juneau to be with the students after the attack.
The instructor who's with them says the students are doing well and that he's very proud of how they conducted themselves in getting Forrest to safety, utilizing their wilderness first aid and mountain safety skills.
Bosler says the students were on a five-day Mountaineering 1 class that was scheduled to end Tuesday. She says they were descending Mount Emmerich when the attack happened. Local police received a call just before noon on Monday from a student who had hiked down to get a phone signal. Troopers spokesperson Megan Peters said Tuesday that one person who was there said they saw a bear cub, so troopers are assuming it was a sow with cubs that attacked Wagner. Peters says she does not know if it was a brown or black bear. The class was evacuated from the area by Temsco helicopters. They plan to take the ferry back to Juneau Tuesday afternoon. Wagner is originally from Fairbanks. He teaches mountaineering, backcountry navigation and travel, ice climbing, rock climbing, and outdoor leadership, and he has led many expedition courses. He also works as a guide. KHNS will update this story as new information becomes available. A Freeride World Tour champion who was in Haines a month ago died in an avalanche in her home country of Switzerland on Tuesday, according to national news reports. 21-year-old Estelle Belay was the victor in the women's snowboard category in this year's freeride competition. It was her second gold medal in the international Big Mountain ski and snowboard event. The freeride made its second stop in Haines this March. News reports say Belay had been filming in the Swiss Alps Tuesday when the avalanche struck. A statement from the Freeride World Tour called Belay a shining star who was on her way to becoming a household name. Alaska charges cruise ships that stay three or more days in state waters with a $34.50 tax per traveler. It's called the Commercial Passenger Vessel Tax. It brings in millions of dollars each year, much of which the state distributes to cruise ship port communities. An audit of the CPV program found some towns need to tighten standards for how they spend the money. And it alleges that Skagway misspent some CPV funds on school playground equipment. The research was conducted by the State Division of the Legislative Audit after a request from Eagle River Senator Anna McKinnon. McKinnon wanted to get to the bottom of assertions that some communities stockpile CPV funds or use them on inappropriate projects. While the audit didn't find rampant abuse of CPV dollars, it did find one instance of misspent money and a couple cases where municipalities should do a better job justifying CPV expenditures. The audit shows that Skagway receives more shared CPV funds from the state than any other town. From 2007 to 2015, the gateway to the Klondike got more than $30 million. Skagway and the other communities can't just spend that money however they want. There are three things it can be used for: port facilities, harbor infrastructure, or other services that provide for the cruise ships and their passengers. Chris Curtis is with the Legislative Audit Office.
The audit found that shared tax revenues spent for port facilities and harbor infrastructure were allowable per our review. It was just the area where expenditures for other CPV services to vessels and passengers where they needed to improve documentation.
In Skagway's case, Curtis says one of those other services purchases did not follow regulations.
The Municipality of Skagway Borough Management used CPV funds to purchase playground equipment for the Skagway Elementary School at a cost of $114,450. The audit concluded that the playground equipment primarily used for the elementary school does not qualify as an allowable purpose under the state or federal law.
Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn was not at the helm when the playground purchase was made in 2013, but he says there is a justification for it.
Skagway, unlike a lot of the other larger communities, is very much different because, you know, you go to Juneau, you've got the population there, the general population. When you add the cruise ship population, it's only a little bit of a dent in what's going on there. Whereas here, it's completely consumed by the cruise ship activity.
Hahn's argument is that in a town of less than 1,000 permanent residents, the up to 10,000 cruise ship passengers that pour into Skagway daily put a demand on resources that outweighs what other port towns experience. He says the school is a primary emergency shelter for cruise ship passengers. There's also a huge influx of children in the summer with the arrival of seasonal workers and families on cruise ships.
To me, if they weren't here and you didn't have families, it's somewhat directly connected to me. But, it all depends how tightly you want to consider the impact. In Skagway, the impact is overwhelming and all-consuming.
Borough Treasurer Heather Rodig says records are unclear about why CPV funds were used on the playground equipment. She said it was a prior management decision that was made before she or Manager Hahn were in their current jobs. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch says the playground supplies were purchased for two parks, one at the school and one in downtown Skagway. It was the portion used for the school park that the audit found improper, Deitch says. Allowable expenditures by Skagway included improvements to the small boat harbor, which involved construction of a seawalk and wave barrier to enhance cruise visitor safety. The other recommendations in the report have to do with Ketchikan and Sitka. Both places use CPV money for general municipal services. Curtis says the justifications to use CPV funds are vague.
These communities where cruise ships are visiting, they certainly do encounter a great deal of increase in cost to service all the folks that offload onto their communities. Our audit found that two specific communities were not doing an adequate job in supporting the degree to which cruise ship passengers increased general municipal costs as evidence to support using CPV taxes to pay for general municipal operations.
Skagway also uses CPV funds for things like water, sewer, and garbage costs. But the municipality was protected from admonishment on that front because of a survey conducted in 2008 that shows the cruise ship impact on municipal operations. The audit says that survey justifies the expenditures, although it would be more reliable if it was up to date. Hahn says the Borough Assembly will discuss the CPV audit at a meeting this week.
I think this is maybe just kind of a wake-up call to try to, make sure everybody's doing the right thing. It's just something that they haven't done for a long time, so maybe it was just a good managerial step for the state to take to stop and take a closer look at this.
He says the audit will help Skagway's government in future decisions to leverage CPV funds. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.